I bet you're wondering how I got here. Me, Kreia Dimini, lying on the ground of a Greyfist base surrounded by other Greyfists on the ground, and Nero and Toladar also on the ground, and Anita somehow still up with her brother? You know, it's something that everybody gets into when you break into a Greyfist base by pretending to be a ragtag, you know, cute little band named Scream. You tell a man you got an UTI, you go to the bathroom, you come back, and everything's going to shit. Well, I guess that's just an us thing. Someone set off the alarms, and we tried to get out, but then we realized Toladar was not coming after us. That's when we enacted a new plan to pretend to have a hostage and accidentally murder somebody and blink in and out of existence. I was scared there for a little bit. But on the bright side, well, I guess there really isn't a bright side. Huh.
Psst. Hey friends, can I regale you? That night on the road we pushed through with no sleep and just a few things it taught me. I'm not afraid of many things. Get me a monster or bring back a tooth. I can take down a dragon on a wing, but I'd be lost without you all. You all, you all, you all. I'm not.
Welcome back to Coming Together Naturally. My name is Adrian Lawrence, and I am your DM.
Hi, my name's Lucy. I play Anita Christie. We're not okay, gang. We're not okay. That's it.
Hi, I'm Henry, aka Hen, and I want to say I played Toladar Olari, because I feel like that's where we're going to go, but...
Hello there! It's me, Sabrina Ortiz, and I play your favorite damsel in distress, Kreia Dimini, a Valadican artificer. And I'm a little scared right now, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, she's to die for.
Oh no! I'm dying in this episode!
Yeah, it's because God. I killed the person who died for you.
Oh yeah. I didn't mean to make him... No, I didn't do it. It's not your fault, Kreia. You didn't murder that man. Anyway,
I didn't mean to murder him. Anyway, hey, everyone. It's me, Jaden Stark. Friendly neighborhood Jaden Stark. I play Nero Snow, your favorite homebrew Puerto Rican elf, because that's my race, Puerto Rican elf.
Lying.
Puerto Ricans can enter the ethereal realm. That's canon.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's canon now.
Also, we were just supposed to record one episode today.
But we're feeling saucy today. This is for you, the viewers.
Not really,
it's because you're the viewers. You're still us who really want to know what's about to happen.
This is for us, yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still listening to us, Adrian. 2 weeks at a time. Yeah. Last we left off.
Hey, if you subscribe to our Patreon, you can get episodes sooner and quicker if we reach our goal of, I believe it's 10 Patreon subscribers.
I thought
patrons,
it was
10 patrons. We will post.
I thought it was 30.
Oh, well, if we reach a goal of a certain amount, you can check it out on our Patreon. We will move to posting every week instead of every other week. And think of all of the content you can get if you just subscribe to our Patreon. Link in the description. Go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah, they try to get out of jail free card. Actually, not actually jail free card. It's actually... Not that.
It's a get into a jail
joke.
Card.
Yeah, we walked straight,
We walked straight in.
Someone threw down a reverse Uno. No one saw that coming. So we're not playing D&D. We're playing Monopoly Uno. No, just kidding. Yeah. So
Monopoly.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm trying to remember what happened other than pure chaos. Sneaking around, got caught at the end of the episode before this. And then the last episode kind of dealt with all that. People crying, stabbing, throwing magic bolts, setting people on fire. And then a mysterious figure who just acting like they own the place just throws down this mysterious rock, and then everyone's unconscious except for Anita and Benicio. Oh, and the mysterious figure. It was just kind of elsewhere. Not to ruin y'all's moment, but that person's still there. Okay. So, and Anita, the Turner is still there, but I'll allow you to say something, to have a dialogue with Benicio.
I'm not going to say anything.
All right. As Benicio's eyes kind of come back and Benicio looks around and sees you, and sees his hand come up and says, "What have you done?" And throws out three darts of magic missile and just psh, psh, psh. And you go unconscious.
I can't even deflect.
Can you? Not do you deflect. Have shield?
Dodge?
Magic missile never misses.
I have shield of faith.
Nope.
That's a reaction, yeah, isn't it?
I'm down.
Huh?
Shield of faith is a reaction, isn't it?
But shield of faith doesn't stop magic missile.
Yeah, shield of faith is different to like the normal shield spell.
Only shield can deflect, stop magic missile.
It's fine. I'm unconscious.
All right. Blackness throughout the whole party. Just dark. I want everyone to roll me perception checks.
Wait, so am I down to zero?
Yes.
Okay.
So when we're now going to do perception checks, are we going to be back at one, or were we asleep for like
hours? I'll let you know. I just need those perception checks. Y'all are like in and okay. out of consciousness. This is like, you know, this
16.
16?
Dirty 20.
Okay.
Turns out I have the spell shield, so I was like looking around.
23.
All right.
7.
Okay. Everyone except for Toledar. y'all kind of come in and out as you feel yourselves being dragged. Like in and out of consciousness. You see dirt, flooring. And you kind of like try to lift your head, but it's too heavy. Collectively, this is all happening to y'all. So I don't have to describe three different perspectives. And then you see kind of like what seems to be like flooring. And then whoever had 20, you see a bunch of keys and cold stone flooring. Yeah, whoever had the highest wakes up first, and you're all in jail.
I think that's me.
I got 23.
Oh, that's not me.
Yeah. You wake up. The air is cold and damp. A almost like on the dot trip noise happens in the distance. And your compatriots are just kind of there as well.
Am I free to move?
Your hands are in shackles. Other than that, you're free. Your legs are free at least. And the. Yeah.
I'm going to try to kick whoever's next to me to wake up.
It's not Bruno. Gosh, stop it. It's Krea.
Why do you think my name is Bruno in all situations?
But hey, we don't talk about Bruno.
It's because Adrian doesn't want to talk about me.
Not sponsored by Disney.
Unless. Yep.
Could we tell?
I'm kicking Krea, and I'm just gonna whisper, like, Krea, please wake up.
Do I wake up?
Yeah, you wake up. Yeah.
Where are we? When we were being dragged, did we tell if like guards were dragging us? Did it look like?
You saw a mixed match of boots of chain and leather. Nothing uniform. It looks weird. It's like you can't tell.
I'm so confused. I thought, what's going on?
I don't know. There was this figure that made everything stop. And then my brother, I don't know. We just ended up here.
Can I check my person to, like, see if I have anything on me?
No weapons, no...
How are we potion. Shackled?
Huh?
How are we shackled? Is it like, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
You said no
I was like, are we connected
weapons,
to the wall?
No potions?
Right.
So our other things are with us?
I don't know what other things you have, to be honest.
I have tinkerer's tools.
Yeah,
and
that's
thieves' tools.
Your tinkering tools are there. Your thieves' tools are definitely not there.
Okay, well, lucky for me, as an artificer level 3, I have a very fun feature that I can use.
I know what this feature
which
is.
Which is right tool for the job. and I'm Cute. Going to use right tool for the job, which I am trying to scroll down and see, but I need to refresh my page. It's not scrolling anymore.
Nero
basically,
wakes up.
Basically, as long as I have a tool set of some kind, I can turn it into the tool set that I need.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. What's up? Where are we? What are we doing?
You see, Krea with her tinker tools start picking the lock on her shackles.
Everyone's here? Anita? Oh, you're here.
Yeah.
You okay?
No.
Everyone's not here.
Toll's not here.
Oh!
Fuck.
Guys, we're... Anita. Krea.
It's okay, we have to get out of here first. We'll figure it out. We'll find Toll.
We gotta find Toll now.
We have to get out first.
My head hurts. Fuck. I can't be blinking like that. It hurts.
She's just sitting and, like, just quietly starting to cry.
Hey, it's okay. Hey. We're gonna get out. It's gonna be okay.
My brother doesn't remember me.
We're gonna figure it out. It's gonna be okay.
Are our arms shackled?
Just like this.
Okay, I'm gonna try and get my arms out first so I can hug Anita. I'm trying to get out as fast as possible just to hug Anita.
Alright, roll.
Can I?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna look outside of the, is it like a sealed door? Is it like jail,
like bars?
Like, can I perceive if there's like guards outside? Like, can I hear or check if there's guards?
Yeah, roll me
nearby?
Perception. You don't okay. see any guards, but hearing.
Well, fuck
see.
Me. That's a 6. So. Yeah,
don't see hear anything either. How about that?
I have a quick question. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Did you say a physical shield?
What?
Could. Sorry, I'm still back on the magic missile thing because I'm looking at my inventory. I have a shield.
Shield spell.
I was just asking. Oh, yeah, got it. Okay. Got it. Cool. Sorry, go on.
Restart the episode.
Did I pick the lock on my hand?
What did you roll? 16?
Oh, no, you didn't tell me what I needed to roll. I roll sleight of hand?
Oh, no, you just...
I do a roll with proficiency?
Mm-hmm. As long as you're proficient with those tools.
19 plus 2, a 21.
You unlock your shackles, yeah.
I hug Anita before I even try to unlock any other shackles. And I hide the tools, too.
Gotcha.
I'm still looking outside. What the fuck happened? Like, all I remember was a big bomb.
Anita, your brother's here?
Yeah, he is.
Are you sure it's him? You're sure it's not somebody else?
Yeah, I'm sure. My brother can't do what I can. He was there, and then this figure came off of the roof, and they were just wearing all black clothing, and I asked for help, and then they dropped the stone, and the stone exploded.
Anita, the good news is that he's alive. We'll figure out how to make him remember you, but he's alive, Anita. He's alive.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing he's alive. I guess. There's a dangerous thing with him being part of this.
Well, if he doesn't remember you, then I'm sure it wasn't his choice in the first place. So we'll figure it out. We'll fix it. But he's alive, Anita.
That's just fine, Toll. So
it's fine, Toll.
Jump to Toll.
Can I? Okay.
Toledar.
Hi.
You go get fucked up.
You wake up, not in a cell, but in a chair with chains around your wrists that go through a loop on this desk.
Wake up and I'm like, Anita, what, your brother? And I look around. Is anybody around?
In front of you is a very injured and bandaged up captain.
I'm on a chair.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of come to look at him and I'm like, I just make a point of just leaning back in the chair.
You lean back as far as you can.
Bad bitch energy, I'm sorry.
Captain's like, okay. So, you aren't musicians.
How'd you figure that one out?
Okay, this is... and he kind of like motions to all of him.
Right.
Okay. What are you doing here?
Thought I saw something interesting.
No, okay, yeah, you don't just pretend to be a band because you saw something interesting, as he does the air quotes around those words. I mean, I mean, what are you...
I'm just listen, staring. Look, I'm just staring at him.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. This is way above my pay grade. We're just waiting for the actual person to get here. I just wanted to be here when you woke up, but...
How very kind of you.
Yeah, I know. I'm the kindest. So kind. I thought we were friends. So figured out. That's a spell.
Well... So... Yeah, sorry about that. So who's coming here?
Like I said, above my pay grade. Not that I'm stonewalling you like you're doing me. Like, I don't know how to deal with these things, okay? I just... order some guys around, you know, do some drills, you know. I ain't all that in a bag of popcorn, okay? I almost died, okay? And I don't even, like, it was you and that kid, and then something funky's going on with these random people. We brought in that other girl because we didn't know what else to do. Should have put her in a different cell. Thanks, Adrian. Good job, Adrian. But here we are.
Why is damsel in distress?
Do you think you should be telling me? Do you think you should be telling me all this?
Listen, like I said above, I don't do this. I'm just watching.
Right. Okay.
Look. And then Captain Clark just goes, it's just, you know what? Look, I'm sorry. I guess, I don't know why I'm saying sorry. You beat the shit out of me with fire and just didn't know that was. Anyways, I'm gonna go. Just wanted to say hi, I guess. No, didn't want to say hi. I was supposed to keep watching you. Anyways.
At that point, I think I lean forward. I'm like, are you okay?
I'm supposed to be off in like 2 days, and I definitely don't think I'm going to get off, so I'm not okay. And then he just kind of opens the door and walks out on that note.
You ahead. Should look for another job.
Yeah, just like off in the corner, the camera pans away. He's like, yeah, I was just waiting for them to fire me at this point. but no one hears that. Thank you, Priya.
When I get left alone, my demeanor like changes and I go into panic. I start like, you know, panting and like trying to suppress a panic attack. And
okay,
I'm looking around to see if there's anything that can help me get out of this.
Roll perception.
19?
Nope, doesn't look too much that like, you check the table, it looks pretty sturdy, the chair, it's fine. It's kind of stuck where it's at for the most part, kind of preventing it to be used as a weapon on accident. So there's like a chain on it as well.
Okay, and my hands are stuck, so like I can't even, I don't have access to any of my things. I can't really do anything.
Right, you can't really do anything at this point. Yes, taking away character agency, the worst thing a DM can do. Not at this time.
Okay.
And you wait a bit, and then we'll jump back to the other party.
So Kreia is going to unlock you guys and then relock herself up. Do I roll?
What are you doing?
That? I have a plan. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
While she's doing this, she's whispering to you guys. I got an 18 plus 2 on the first one, so a natural 20. How many times do you want me to roll?
One more.
The second one is an 8.
Yeah, Nero doesn't get unlocked.
Can I keep trying
as you're explaining it? Kind of do your explanation, and then I'm going to interrupt you.
I think, okay, so I am going to freak out and I'm going to give you guys my tools. I'm going to lock myself back up right now. I'll give you my tools. You guys escape. I'm going to try and keep up this whole innocent act. And I'm whispering all of this, by the way. I'm going to keep up this whole innocent act, and at minimum, if you guys get out, at least I can, like, misdirect them. I can say you went one way instead of another. Just get out, and I'll figure out how to get out myself, okay?
And did you have to say something?
Kreia locks herself back up and slides her keys or tools over to Anita.
I just want to ask, okay. Adrian, how far away are we from each other? Do you know?
I mean, I know.
Yeah.
Are you trying to, like, do a message?
Yeah, I think us all sitting there would just try to send a message in different directions, a little bit like, hey, hello? Like, trying to hit one of them?
Okay.
Hello.
I'll tell you the responses in a second. You see a very sad man walk by the cell. It's the captain, you guys.
How much HP do we have?
Just roll one hit die. Yeah, is including your con mod as well.
Oh, plus my con? I am up to 5 HP.
Hey, that might just make it. Yeah. Captain Clark walks by and just like, I don't know who put the spell on me, but I thought we had something special. And then keeps walking.
Okay.
Oh, I got a D8.
Do you guys understand the plan?
Yeah.
Anita? This is not me abandoning you, okay? This is me making sure that you're safe. I'll get back to you guys, I promise.
Okay.
So get out of here as soon as possible. And either of you good at pickpocketing? Or good at picking locks, not pickpocketing?
No, I'm not.
I could try.
Okay, Anita, slide him the tools.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to undo my lock and Anita's lock. So Anita's first. I'm going to try first.
I'm already unlocked.
Yeah, Anita's already unlocked. I unlocked Anita. I didn't get you unlocked.
Okay, I'll unlock myself.
So you'll have to unlock that. What is that, sleight of hand? And it's a tool.
And the door.
Do you have these tool proficiency?
No,
then it's just a straight up roll. Yeah, because a lockpick is a thieves tool.
Ah, gotcha. You're right. So let's go. So that's a 5.
Okay. You keep messing with it. Baby's first lockpick. It ain't happening right now, but it will be, maybe. And you point out. And you start trying to say hello, and then you hear hello. Hello?
Do I recognize the voice?
No, you don't.
Okay. Do I get any other responses back?
You keep going after that hello?
Yeah, I want to... Yeah, because I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see if I could get in contact with any of these people.
Ah, sorry. Wrong brain.
You hear, hello. Hello. Who's there? Who's there?
I move on.
Yeah, you don't get any other responses.
Okay. I'm
trying to reach you about your car's extended.
Okay.
Would you like to hear about our Lord and Savior?
Yeah, okay. I will keep doing that. For as long as I'm alone, basically, I will try different directions and hope of sending a message. All right.
To one Kreia, are you doing your plan?
Yeah, I am already locked back up. As Anita and Nero are trying to pick their locks, I'm going to, like, rip off a piece of clothing from my dress and shove it in my mouth like they gagged me.
I'm a menace as a kid.
Okay.
I guess we keep going. Anita, want to help me out with this?
Yeah. Can I give the help action?
Do the help action?
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically you're supposed to have proficiency, but you also are doing this on your own person, so it does actually help. So go ahead.
So what am I doing? Rolling with advantage or not?
Advantage, yeah.
I take out the cloth from my mouth, and I'm like, if I have to use the thing again to make different tools, your tools are going to turn back into Tinker tools. They're not going to be very helpful. And then I gag myself again.
I rolled a 12.
A 12. They come unlock.
Okay.
Now we have to do the door.
There's around my wrist. A couple, a person with similar robes to Benicio. But instead of one diamond on the chest, it's two diamonds. Kind of walks by. And looks at the two guards that are accompanying her, and she's like, "You idiot! She didn't do anything. She was just unconscious." They're like, "We didn't know. Everybody was unconscious. Nobody told us anything." Just get her out of the put her in one of the rooms.
Like a cell?
No!
It's me just playing D&D by myself.
No, in one of the other... Just the ones with the seats, okay? Just put it... Okay, yeah. Hey, why you got that thing in your mouth? Takes it out.
So they have the cell opened.
Oh, I thought are you leaning over or?
No, I assumed. How are we set up?
Oh, you guys can walk around, but you guys are just got arms shackled.
Yeah, we're not shackled to the wall.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And they're not suspicious at all. That do they not see that these two people are unlocked?
That we're unshackled. And that she's gagged.
No, I didn't know if the Anita and Nira were hiding that fact or not.
I feel like they just came out suddenly as I just got unlocked.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be too surprised to actually hide it.
Yeah, I feel like I just have it in my hands, like fuck.
So I'm gonna lean over to get it taken out of my mouth.
Wait, shit. And then the lady goes and grabs like something out of a pouch and just and sleeps all of y'all.
All of us?
It's an AoE spell. There's no discrimination. As y'all
are trying to at least get out.
I can't fall
y'all
asleep.
Y'all three fall asleep, but as you do, you hear one of the guards just go thump as well.
I can't, but I
Jayden can't
I don't think I
can't
fall asleep because
Jayden can't fall asleep.
I'm immune.
All right, roll me an Arcana to make sure you know what's going on. See if you all can right. feign this.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that. Let me just double check. I don't want to just yell shit, and then you get mad at me later.
Maybe.
You're not gonna get mad at me. You love me.
I can do it.
You have magic can't put you to sleep.
Okay.
It's a thing. Ha ha. What did you say? Roll Arcana?
To see if you've... let's see. Have you seen this spell before? No, you have not seen this spell before. Roll Arcana to see if you read about this spell.
Okay. I rolled a 17.
You know, this is... They're trying... You see your friends knock out, and you're like, if I don't knock out, something worse is going to happen. So go roll me a performance check to pretend to be asleep.
Performance, you say, and the Oscar goes to
oh, God.
That's an 8.
You
plus your
I have a plus 5 on performance and I rolled a 3.
No.
Oh, fuck.
You just
so
tell me how you messed this up.
I guess I would fall. I feel like I fall, but I actually hit my head. I go, ah, fuck. And I start rubbing my head. And I'm like, oops. I mean.
The lady kicks the guard that fell asleep. Get up. Take her out. Chain him back in. Tighter. And I guess we're putting kids in prison? I don't... what the hell happened?
I didn't do anything, though. I'm innocent, I tell you.
You
sound asleep.
You had the murder weapon.
Nothing wrong.
You had the murder weapon in your hand. But you are a different person.
It was in self-defense.
So we just need to find things out. Anyways, I must be going.
Just one serious question. One serious question.
You can ask us anything.
Who exactly are you?
My name's Priscilla. And these guys are Tweedledum and Tweedledee. That's not nice. I'm David.
Okay. Wait, so are they carrying me to a different room?
Yeah. And they go up to Nero. Are you going to do anything? They're going to try to reshackle you back up.
Can I sleight of hand to try to pretend I'm shackled, but I can get out? When they're gone.
Roll it with disadvantage. This is super up close.
All right.
This is you sticking part of the one of the tool pieces into it, so it jams the lock.
Wow, that would have been great.
But you're also having...
So let's just say I failed. Okay,
because you also have to make sure they don't do it as they're looking at your hands and everything.
Fair. I was trying to, but I guess I still get shuggled. I'm like, all right, you can't blame me. This is uncomfortable. All right, cool. Cool. Don't be careful with her. Don't hurt her. She's innocent. She hasn't done shit.
Why is she here? Just do it. Don't listen to him.
Huh?
She says that she's down the hall already.
Bye, Priscilla.
You don't have to talk about my innocence. They think I'm innocent as a baby.
Ah, fuck.
Do they leave me?
They shackled you and they leave y'all two in the same cell because they don't know what's going on.
Fuck. Okay. I try to shake Anita awake.
You do, yeah.
Okay, what's the plan?
They took Kreia.
Oh my... Okay.
And I'm shackled, by the way.
So am I.
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure this out.
Or maybe we should do the opposite of what we've always done and just stay put. I don't know. I ain't got nothing, Nero. I'm sorry.
Can't cast my blink yet. So I can't. All right. You can cut to someone else for now.
So,
I'm thinking.
Anita, you get into one of these cells with a chair and a blanket.
Who?
Huh?
Who does?
Who?
Oh, did I say Anita? I meant Kreia.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes.
I'm doing the Anita thing now.
I thought her name was Bruno.
I'm trying not to say Bruno. Sabs.
No, you're fine. Sabs.
Sabs.
Don't call me Sabs.
No, I want to call you Sabs. I didn't want to before. Okay, so you wake up. And there's a cup of tea and a blanket, and you're in a similar booth to what Hen was, just not chained up. And then one of the guards's like, there you go, and then closes the door.
Can I have some water?
Okay. And then you hear a bunch of, like, hello? From a familiar voice of Hen. Just trying, like, still doing the... Yeah!
I just answer in my head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it worked before. In my head, I go, hello?
Wait, Kreia, did this work? Can you hear me? Mm-hmm.
This is she.
This is Patrick.
So, are you okay? Is everybody okay?
Not really. Nero and Anita are in a cell. They have my tools to get out. They still think I'm innocent. I sent the guard to get me a glass of water, so I'm gonna disguise self again. it doesn't end, because I don't know how long we've been here. But yeah.
Okay. If you just need to get out. Okay.
I'm gonna be honest, Tol, I think my best bet is to just wait for them to let me out and then go get you guys help.
Yeah.
If you haven't gotten help by yourselves already.
Okay, yeah. No, just focus on getting yourself and getting Anita and Nero out.
Well, Tol, we're getting you out, but I have to do this in a way that it's not gonna reveal everything, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just trying to find some information for you, and I stumbled upon this room, and it's a secret.
Tol, are you lying to me?
No.
What were you...
Listen, I just wanted to be helpful.
You triggered the alarms.
Yes.
You triggered the alarms.
Yes, and I'm so sorry. Look, there is something huge going on.
This conversation's done,
Tol. You hear the door open from Tol, and you see this... tall, elegant individual in robes with two diamonds, and it's Priscilla. And she sits like, hello there.
I don't say anything.
Oh, you're so much more talkative when you were in my head earlier. Okay. Closes the door, sits down across from you. And looks at you like, who are you with?
No one.
Why did someone try to stop the captain from taking you if you're with no one?
I don't know anything about that.
She sighs. She opens up a book, flips through some pages. Yes, this one. And I need you to roll me. I do believe it's a wisdom save.
How ominous.
Cast Crucio.
Okay, wisdom save. Also, actually, that being the last thing that Kreia said, not even getting to finish my explanation of what happened or what I found or anything... Mm-hmm. Really fucked Tol up in this moment.
Sorry, Kreia's mad.
Charisma save, actually.
Wait, what save?
Sorry, it was a charisma.
Charisma, so that is a 14.
Alright. You cannot speak a deliberate lie while in the radius.
14 didn't save?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. So, you feel that, don't you? It's got a little tingle to it. I am not a violent person, okay? We just want to know the truth. People coming up here... trying to get into our stash from reports from our people, stealing books, magic books to be exact, very dangerous. unless in a very enclosed environment. If you're so interested in magic, why not join the Grey Fist?
No.
From what I've heard, I didn't think you took kindly to magic users.
Well, we need them. We need all of them. And it sounds like, unlike the rest, you believe that you can just access that on your own, which is fine. But very dangerous, especially under the circumstances. And only a few know the truth of what's going on. And I feel like you keep meddling in this stuff, you're going to find it anyways. So, how about we trade information? Like, a truth for a truth. That way, you get something and I get something. All we're doing is trying to protect our people. And I feel like you're willing to protect your own people. So, do you like that idea? You don't have to tell me too much, just some stuff.
Depends on what information you're offering.
How about this? I ask a question, and you answer. Then you can ask a question of equaling varies. Of like, make sure, it's on par, not like, what's your favorite sandwich for, I can't say that. Who killed JFK? Just kidding. No, that's vibe. No.
Tall's just like me.
Yeah. sandwich and let's say, what's my greatest weakness? Things like that. Like they have to be of some equal parts. And we both have to say yes, that they're on the same level. Question. And you know what? For my sake and your sake, I'll let you go first. You can set the level of truthfulness that we're going to have here.
Can I make an insight check?
Yes.
Fourteen.
Okay, what are you trying to glean from this individual?
I want to see what the intentions here are. Because I'm scared I'm like, fuck it either way. Like, I don't think this person is, like, actually... Because from the way they're talking, it seems like, okay, we're on the same page. Like, I don't want you no harm or whatever. But I don't feel like that's necessarily true.
You know that the rumors... What you heard is what you heard, for sure. And what she's saying is that she implied that for 14, that, like, there's more to it. She's being honest, as far as you can tell. And she kind of points to the area, like, look, I have to tell the truth as well. Yeah. Craig, you hear the door open. Here's your water. Who are you?
Thank you.
Or did you switch or no?
No. I was keeping up the disguise self. So I was casting it on myself again to keep the persona that I had.
Okay.
So that it would last another hour.
Okay. So yeah, he gives you the water and walks out and locks the door.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, I have a question.
Oh, he already locked the door.
Wait, come back.
You see another person, another guard kind of like walk up. Hey, hi.
Hi, I'm really sorry. I don't mean to bother you, and I'm really thankful that you guys saved me. I don't remember much. Did you catch the guy who had the knife to my throat? I'm just still really scared. What if he's here? What if he breaks in?
Oh, I don't know. I was in a different part. Everybody else is being checked out, medical. That's all I can kind of tell you right now. Person didn't show up. No, I mean, I'm kind of new to this sector.
So he could still get me? He could still kill me? And Kreia starts, like, crying.
Whew! Locks the door, closes it, and walks away.
Fun fact, guys, this crying ability is something that's inspired by Sabrina's actual ability to cry on command.
I can, in fact, cry on command. Which you think would be a good thing, but it's just because I'm a sensitive crier. I cry all the time.
Okay, do you need some more time till later?
I think I know what I'm gonna say.
Okay. Go ahead.
So you mentioned the Grey Fist.
Mm-hmm.
What would I get if I joined them? And if I did, would you promise that anybody else would be safe?
Well, I mean,
leave them alone?
No. Can't leave people alone that want to attack us and kill us. You know, it's not like a trade. It would be like, you join the Grey Fist. If you have the magical capabilities, not everybody has, you would join, and we would teach you. Because we always need more casters. Very few are out there because we need them here in the capital. And I think that's as much as I can tell you. With, you know, with what we're about to trade with.
Well, then that does not seem worth it.
Okay. It's my turn. Who are you with?
Some friends.
Okay.
It's not a lie.
But it's not equal to what I gave you.
I mean, technically, you just said that you had to answer the question that was of equal value. Told did answer the question that was of equal value. Told just didn't give you a very valuable answer.
Right, exactly. So, like, okay. Well, until you're ready to be on equal grounds, I'll leave you here.
Fine.
And then she kind of knocks on the door. It unlocks. And he's like, stay in there with her until she's ready to talk. We'll need to know.
Bless you.
God, the
bless
dust you. In here. And yeah. So,
okay. I'll stay here.
So someone's watching you. And she walks away to the cells with Anita and Nero.
Is she already there?
I can give you some time to do whatever you want to do beforehand.
Okay, I'll just look at Anita for a second. I'm like, I know you're not doing okay, but it's like Kreia said. I'm saying this very whispery so no one else could hear. Your brother is alive. That's a good thing. You got family. That's good. You know that, right?
It's just another family member that wants me dead, so.
You know I don't really have family, right?
Yeah.
I guess I don't really relate to all this. I know it's hard, but there's a way out. At least that's what Pops used to tell me. There's a way to do these things.
Pops? Like?
My adopted family. Grandpa, kinda.
Oh.
They found me. Or I guess I was found and they took me in. But, it's, you know, I guess it's just nice seeing that you have someone that you know.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot, so.
I'm sorry that you don't have family, Nira. And if we all get out of this, I know at least I could be your family. And Kreia and Tol.
I grab your hand just to be like, thank you. Like to say thank you. And you feel how really cold and really just unnaturally cold my hands are. Like you're holding a corpse.
Anita just kind of looks at you like shocked. But she just kind of like nods her head. Taking in what just happened.
And then I let go and I'm like, there's a lot about me that I still don't know. Just, so I'm figuring it out. So it's
okay.
Don't tell Tol or Kreia yet. I haven't figured it out how to say.
You got it.
Okay. That's it for all I say to her.
Does Priscilla walk in?
Yeah, Priscilla does. And goes, okay. So, who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay, follow me. And Priscilla takes you in the opposite direction.
Okay.
Where she came from. So, like, she keeps taking you. As you kind of clear these doors, as they open up, leaves Anita in the cell, you see that it kind of, the doorway opens up to a larger compound. And you see like a bunch of, a lot of like tinkering and books and magic and a bunch of other things, just like a whole place dedicated to the thing that's illegal here.
Huh. A lot of...
kind of walks you kind of past all these things.
Hey, Priscilla, there's a lot of magic stuff for something that magic's not supposed to be around.
Yes, contained environment is exactly what needs to be. And here is very good. Away from people, so it won't kind of, you know, explode, become worse, kind of go out of the realms.
Isn't that avoiding the problem rather than facing it?
Testing it, making it a little bit more measured. The problem is magic, but we don't know why yet, and we're trying to figure it out. And until then, we need to make sure that, you know, a small ignite or lighting of a candle from a distance with magic doesn't become a whole fireball.
Forgive me if I am intruding, but I don't know much about a lot of things right now. As my friend Kreia says, I'm an idiot. But you may never have met Kreia.
Friend.
But I just wanted to know, what is the end goal for all of you? You said to measure everything, but so you're going to release magic back into the people at some point? I'm not from here.
Well, we need... No, it's okay. It's understandable. And kind of gives you like a look over. We know. And that's what we're trying to figure out.
So,
and kind of you pass a spot where you see a bunch of people with your complexion. Some of them looking like they're just kind of like in normal clothes, but kind of like behind like bars right now. Knowing you now.
What are we passing? Who are those people?
Oh, don't worry. You'll get acquainted with them.
What do you mean?
And pass through another set of doors, and in front of you there's like a chair.
Is that for me, or?
I mean, only if you feel comfortable.
You need to tell me what you're about to do to me.
Questions. And a little less, like, and you see that there's, like, some blast marks around the room.
Okay, let's do this. I sit down. Ask away.
Okay. What are you doing here? What is your mission? 'Cause you're not supposed to be here.
I don't know what my mission is. I'm just helping them out.
Who's them?
A few people. Just some adventurers. I could tell you my personal mission.
Okay. Tell me.
I'm trying to find out who I am.
Good. Wonderful. I'm glad that's what you feel. Have you... When's the last time you woke up? What's the last thing you remembered?
Like, prior to the blast, or...
Like, the very last thing. The beginning.
I don't...
Was it 3 years ago?
Yeah. How do you...
Because that's the story they're all saying. And something's happened. And we don't know. And we're trying to figure it out too. Those people that were behind that kind of room,
they're like me.
They've said they're very like you. And I think that it's... And goes, listen, we think we know, and it's just like it's impossible for you all to be here.
No, but you know unless... what? In that case, then tell me what you think you know. I've been trying to find out for so long. I've been trying to figure this out to help people. What am I?
You're dead.
I fucking knew it! Oh, I'm sorry.
We all fucking knew it. We all fucking knew it.
Hold up. Let me keep going with this roleplay.
Sorry.
I.
Are you like pacing right now?
No, I'm sitting and I'm just kind of like shaking. Okay. I'm like. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense for everything I've known for the last 3 years. But what am I? Who?
Well, you're not in the books per se. And I'm going to need everybody to mute themselves other than Jaden.
And we're editing this episode ASAP anyway.
That's what you said about last episode. And we started editing
it. No, we didn't.
You have so much work already. Why would you do that to yourself? Anyways.
Okay.
It would only make sense. Your population comes from the Nine Hells. And it doesn't make sense unless that's where we're at. Or y'all, like, I don't know how y'all all transported here, but y'all aren't supposed to be here. And also, there's this weird 3-year thing going on.
Nine Hells?
Nine Hells, yes.
So we're all just, what, infernals, demons, just kind of now back to life?
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And I don't want to cause a panic amongst the people
We're confused.
There's undead here.
Okay, but we're just as confused. We're not any danger to anyone. They're not.
But that doesn't mean people won't react negatively to you.
We're just people.
And we know that. But have you seen what a mob in action can do? What fear does to an individual?
Okay.
We aren't here. Even though our regime is very forceful. Our stance on a lot of things are very this. But in the bottom line is, we don't know everything either. And that's scary. And if we let everybody else be scared, panic would rule. Chaos would destroy the city, the borders, what peace they think they have. We're trying to get to the bottom of it so we can fix it.
You're mistreating my people. Even if we come from some nine hell, we're still people, and we're new. We're like newborns. We could be taught to be good. I'm good. I have friends now, and they wouldn't treat me any differently, and I wouldn't treat them badly.
I like how you bring up like the newborn idea. And she kind of points out to those individuals in there, the ones that were keep locked up. They're going through a lot. Those are people we found while looking for answers. And they screamed and yelled, and they woke up and they weren't close to the surface. They were deep, and all they knew was darkness and solitude. Right now, they are acclimating with each other. I just want you to know that I knew about you. That's why they're there. They have their own time to do things. And we be careful. We try to tend to them as best as we can. I know it feels hard to have this great shift of this evil people who take you and put you up in cages and everything like that, but I mean, we're trying to do what we think is best, and right now I don't want your people to be destroyed because of what happens when people find out you're different.
Nero stays silent.
Take your time. I'm going to talk to the young one because her conversation is going to be really tough.
Okay.
All right. So Priscilla leaves Nira in the room and walks away. And heads back to the cell for Anita.
Before she gets there, as Nero leaves, Anita starts mumbling to herself. My name's Anita. I'm from Amboy. And I love my brother. My name's Anita. I'm from Amboy. And I love my brother. My name's Anita. I'm from Amboy. And I love my brother. My name's Anita. I'm from Amboy. And I love my brother.
So you keep repeating that. And Priscilla comes and kind of opens up the lock. Unlocks your chains, and she says, come with me. Let's try to figure this out together.
Okay.
Tull, are you still doing the hello thing?
No, not after what happened with Kraya.
Okay.
And Kara, you just heard me in the middle of my sentence just stop talking as soon as you said the conversation was over.
Yeah, well, it's over, so rest in peace, all of us.
So yeah, I'm no longer trying to contact any of them. Because Tall is thinking that it's for the best that Tall doesn't return to the group anyway.
We put Anita, opens up a door, and you see Benicio sitting in a chair. And kind of, there's like three chairs, so it's going to be Priscilla, Benicio, and you. Do you sit down, or are you reluctant to go in?
Yeah, I don't go in.
Priscilla's kind of like eyeing you and looking at your reaction. It's okay. We can go somewhere else and we can talk. And closes the door.
Why was he there?
Well, he was telling me a funny story. And
what?
He thinks that, you know, you're crazy and stuff like that. What I just saw, your reaction is real and genuine. So, let's talk about those things. That way we can find out the truth. Because if his is genuine and yours is genuine, and if both of you are telling me the other one's not telling the truth, well, maybe there's some other truth that we don't really see.
Man, I want to hate her.
All right. Priscilla walks you to a room with just you and her, and just like, so tell me how long ago you came here?
To the city?
Hallett or Nature's Grove or where? Because I don't think you had the same circumstance as your friend.
I've been in Hallett for like a month.
Been in Hallett for a month. What happened before that?
Yeah.
Because
I left my home.
Left your home. When you left your home, did anything happen in particular? Was there a fire? You just escaping parents, trying to make your life anew? Was there like a boy you loved or a girl you loved? or an individual you loved, anything. Why'd you leave?
I loved my brother.
Okay.
I was going to find him.
And what happened to your brother? What happened?
He's gone.
Right. He ran away, right?
No. He was taken. By you people?
Yeah. No, we did. We've taken people from their homes, yes.
You took him. So, that's it?
It's not yet. Now, the incident of your brother, was that a month ago that he ran away?
No.
How long?
Years. Like, 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And Priscilla sits back and thinks. And is trying to figure this out. It's like, it doesn't make sense that it was 6 years ago. Because we had a different council. But it does make sense if it was 9 years ago. Because he was involved.
Did I get my number wrong?
No.
Okay.
I don't think you did. Okay. I think something happened to you. Okay, was it a month or 3 years ago that you came here?
A month.
And she looks very, like, troubled. Okay. Something happened. And it's part of the... And it stops her sentence there. And what was the place you lived?
Amboy.
And are you lying to me?
I have no reason to.
And she thinks real hard. And she's like... See, the funny thing is, like, I ask certain questions to people, and they only have 5 answers. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from the capital. Or, oh, I'm from Nature's Grove. Or Hallett. Or Vier. Or the fishing port I've lost the name to. But they don't say anything else when they're from anywhere else. You want to know why I think that is? And only you know another place other than here?
Why?
Because I think you... got trapped here, and somehow got missed by something in particular. She's putting all these pieces together all of a sudden. Okay. When you came here a month ago, did anything strange happen?
I helped a boy in the desert. His name was Octavius.
She thinks.
And he said he had a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I delivered it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to Hellit and he disappeared.
See, he remembers not remembering. He was all the way out in Vierre. And he came back and he doesn't know why. Something happened in Vierre where you and this individual got separated. He said he was alone.
That's not possible. I literally walked him out of the desert.
And she knocks on the door and the guard opens like, go get me an Octo. And he leaves and you guys kind of see guards kind of like in your respective areas, like kind of running back and forth, trying to things. There's a strange thing when magic's amplified. And I think something's happened to this whole realm. Two of you might know a thing or two. Two of you have information, and two of y'all have information y'all don't know about. And I think everyone's in trouble. And I need...
Everyone meaning us?
Everyone.
Or the realm?
The realm. Because... And she stops. Y'all need to get... Y'all need to get ready for what comes next. Because right now, we're in a greater danger than I've ever thought. And that's where we'll end it.
Hey friends, can I regale you? That night on the road we pushed through with no sleep. And just a few things it taught me.
Coming Together Naturally is a real play D&D podcast with Lucy as Anita Christie, Jaden Stark as Nero Snow, Henry, aka Hen, as Toledar O'Lauren, Adrian as our DM, and me, Sabrina Ortiz, as Kraya Domini. You can follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram at CTN_pod. If you want more content, consider subscribing to us on Patreon, where you can listen to our after show, Unnatural and Uncomfortable. Thank you so much to Doc Harbor for our theme song and Gabby German for our cover art. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to rate us on all of your podcast listening platforms. Okay, so I bet you all are like, oh my gosh, this episode is so dramatic. And, you know, that's fair. But y'all try editing. Y'all try editing this. We go from a joke to crying in 2 seconds. Anyway, I love you guys and thank you for listening. Also, I was thinking about putting something about this at the beginning of the episode. And if you follow us on Instagram, you did see our post. But I just want to say that if you are a person with a uterus or a person who the overturning of Roe v. Wade affects, we see you and we hear you and we are figuring out what we can do to help. We are at a loss for words. I'm at a loss for words most of the time. So... thank you guys for letting us do something that makes the world a little bit lighter. And just remember to vote, to call, to protest, to march, to not let them do this. Don't let them do this.